on-the-spot litter fines are to increase by €100 as part of a wider government crackdown on littering and illegal dumping in this country. The Minister with responsibility for the circular economy, Junior Minister Alan Dillon of Fine Gael, will announce this week that fixed penalty notice for littering offences will rise from 150 to 250. The increase will come into effect from September the 1st, and it forms part of a wider package of enforcement measures, I should say, aimed at deterring littering and legal dumping while supporting cleaner and safer communities. As part of the measure, the government will invest €3 million in an anti-dumping initiative across all local authorities. More than 200 special projects nationwide are to receive funding this year to the government's anti-dumping initiative, and the annual programme will allow local authorities to access funding for targeted actions including CCTV, clean-up operations, public awareness campaigns and enforcement measures as well. And the headline on that, of course, is the increase of €100, €250 if you're caught littering. Now, well, with me in the line top of this with Brendan O'Brien of Tralee Tidy Towns. Brendan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
And good morning to you and your listeners, Charlie. Well done, well done.
What do you make of this? First of all, the increase, €100 more expensive now if you are engaged in illegal littering, you can be fined £250. Is that welcome? Will it work?
I agree with it 100%. I'd love to say I would give it a more heftier fine, because I find, and we find in the Tidy Towns groups and Tidy Towns areas in Tralee, that people are just stopping basically the side of the road and they're just leaving it off and putting the bag there. Now, some people are throwing it over the ditch, which causes worse problems, and some people leave it on the side of the road and birds, wildlife scatter it, and it's a problem picking it up then straight out. And I think, you know, in town, they should have cameras. I believe there was a meeting there on Friday with the municipal district here in Tralee, and they're on about the cameras and stuff, and I think it should be done. Yeah. And illegal dumping is a problem, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and it is happening, and if there is that threat there of an extra €100, might it work, do you think? That someone would say, well, look, if I get caught now, it's £250, it's a fair whack of money.
Well, it is a fair whack of money, like, but if everybody participated and just took their... I mean, I go to Dillon's and it's €6 for the bag of rubbish, and it's, you know, if everybody paid a little bit, it wouldn't be all right, but everybody seems to be driving out the road just a small bit, dumping it, walking into bins in towns, filling the bins in towns, and it's not fair on the people to pay it. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I think the council should, and I think officials should come down heavier on these people that are doing it. I mean, we're finding on the roads, I mean, Team Bramble on the roads there on Sunday mornings, and the amount of litter that they're finding and products that they're finding on the road. I mean, I walked by the roads roundabout there, drove by there a few minutes ago, and there's kids' prams, or there's a kid's car share and toys left there. I sent you a picture of it. It's just not on, like.
I mean, see it here, yeah. Someone just dumped a baby chair, a car seat, effectively. Yeah. Dumped it into that open ground, and a kid's toy and a few other things as well, just said, I don't need this anymore, I'm going to let someone else clean it up.
But that's what we're coming across. It's happening wholesale, and I think people should, I will say, cop on. You know, it's coming into our Tidy Towns seasons. We are going to get Tidy Towns judges, and part of the Tidy Towns is our approach roads, and if our approach roads are choked with litter, stuff that's just thrown off cars, we're going to be done for it. And I think the people of Tralee and the people of Kerry, I'm asking them, please just wake up and either dump it the way they're supposed to do it, and please don't be leaving it on the side of the road.
Yeah. Is enforcement the only answer here, Brendan? Finally, like, it, you know, everyone knows, you know yourself, if you're dumping illegally, you shouldn't be doing it. It's not an awareness thing anymore, is it? So does it go down to enforcement then? You have to introduce a little bit of fear, clamp down as hard as possible, be it cameras, be it patrols, be it litter wardens or whatever.
It has to be, Joy. And the thing about it, as far as I'm concerned, if you are caught, it's name and shame. If I'm caught dumping it, it's Brendan O'Brien has been seen dumping rubbish and things. But go to Brendan and ask him, if you find a bag of rubbish and somebody's name in it, I can't see why the council can't go to that person and say, show us how you're dumping your rubbish, and that will determine it. I mean, I get a receipt from Dillon's, there's a receipt from Higgins, you're supposed to keep them to show where you're dumping your rubbish, and people, we were told before that people would be asked where they're dumping their rubbish. I mean, go through the bag, see whose name is in it, approach them and hang them. That's all I'm saying. It's wrong.
The only way to introduce real fear into it, to say, this is the situation, you're responsible for your rubbish. If you hand it off to somebody else and end up illegally dumped, it's still your responsibility if you're not going with a reputable trader or somebody who gets rid of it responsibly. So that's where, if all that is followed, that's fine. If it's not, then public naming.
We have a problem. We have a problem then. If it's not followed, if the chain of command is not followed, we have a problem, sorry, that's it. And I mean, it's okay. We're coming into the summer season, we're asking people to stop it and do it properly for the town and the county, please.
Okay, all right, Brendan, listen, great stuff. Thanks very much for talking about that. Brendan O'Brien there, 330 Towns, responding to that plan that's to be unveiled this week by Alan Dillon, the Junior Minister of Responsibility for Circular Economy. He is going to be saying €150 is now €250 for an on-the-spot fine. By the way, if you are prosecuted in the district court, it can go up to €4,000 and €600 per day after that for as long as the littering conviction or continues, if you're continued to litter. So there are bigger fines when you go to district court, but it's €250 for that. There is a big battle on in Dublin City Centre in particular, but also rural Ireland, as Brendan said, as just this morning, a car seat, a baby's car seat and toys dumped near the rows. And that's just, you know, an example of what is going on there.